Remy D Live. And we're back to the Morning Crossfire on your number one news, talk and sports station, Nigeria Info.
Live on 95.1. With Femi D Live, Nigeria Info, Abuja, let's talk.
Welcome back to the show this very morning as we continue to wade through big stories that are getting attention. Federal government bans direct farmers and foreign traders demands agents. Family of Lagos soldier allegedly killed by DSS demands justice. Patrol tanker explodes Lagos filling station and building burned, many homeless. Okay, man jailed 15 months for defrauding Tony Elumelu grant seeker gets a 130,000 naira fine option. Intrigues as APC tours Buhari's line, zones chair to North Central is also in the news this very morning. Buni's lawyers, rebels colluded to procure judgment stopping convention. There's also the story on Oshu 2022, emergence of two PDP candidates made our job easier. That's the claim of the APC. All right, well, keeping up with all the stories that is getting attention. Of course, the reactions continue to trail the Ebonyi State governor and his own position on the fact that he remains the governor of the state. Obasanjo says a country without justice, equity, won't have stability and success. That's according to Obasanjo. Asu to Nigerians, don't fold hands while elected leaders squander country's wealth, destroying public vasty. These and more are some of the things we're talking about in case you're just joining in. It's 7:21 a.m. Nigerian time. Welcome back to the show. Let's listen to you and your thoughts on some of these stories even now. Let's go to the phone lines as we take your calls on 0700-951-0000. Again, that's 0700-951-0000. Thanks for joining in. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Benga from Villager.
All right, welcome, Benga.
Yes, Obasanjo say country without justice and equity will not progress. You see, Chief Olusegun Obasanjo in a small shop and a better, but for nowadays he has been talking too much, talking for what? He forgets equity and justice when he's been granted what he had been as president, when the then General Muhammadu Buhari won the election very clearly. Obasanjo condemned the worst election in the whole world. At that time, in our voting say you go there, you see people that have died several years ago, they were exhumed, put their name in voter register, and they vote, they voted. At that time, did they forget that there is justice? Talking about, somebody said that we should give PDP second chance. In Nigeria, we don't go back to Abomi. PDP is history in Nigeria, as I'm concerned. Other party may come in, but not PDP again. Then okay. Abakari, extradition to the United States. My problem with the United States is that once they perceive that you committed any crime against the United Nations, you don't get justice. You don't get it. Just, I've never seen anybody that has been extradited to the United States of America. And they
all right.
I don't know the
kind let's leave it on down with you so that we can take on the calls. Okay, thank you so much for your time. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
My name is Momizi Femidi.
Good to have you on. Let's talk.
I want to talk about Ebonyi State. I suppose the competent court asked the governor to leave. And I heard my brother saying that he should honorably leave the vacate the seat. And I want to ask, in law, don't we have people that are responsible for sending those people away? Because if I'm sentenced to prison, I might choose not to go, but I think we have warders and police officers around that will escort me there. So, Mr. Femidi, you know I'm receiving lecture from you. What is your take about that? Because, naturally, when we're growing up, they will tell us, my people send me to serve them. Now, is it about an individual? If the court say they don't want you, you quietly leave. Vacate the position, but the person will not want to leave because of what they are getting. So my question is, we don't have instrument of the law that we use to eject the governor out of office finally. India, overtakes Nigeria, become what poverty capital. Thank you to federal government of Nigeria. I'm so happy we are no more the capital city or the capital of poverty, but Femidi. Just water leaf. When we're growing up in the village, we don't buy water leaf. It grow naturally, just they grow on your own. We go cut and throw away. Small water leaf like this is 500 naira. Ugu aka punky leaf. 50 naira, you just count it, maybe just four leaves. Femidi. And it told us we should eat vegetable to stay healthy.
We need to go on the break, Bobby C. Stay with us right here on Nigeria UFO 95.1. It's a water leaf break. I have to say that.
Come together, unite, so that we can have successful convention in the party. This is not the time for assigning blames or extending regrets about what we could do. What is happening is about the future of our party and government, and also the capacity of the party to win elections in 2023. We have sat down as important stakeholder, as a caucus in this great party, to dissect all the issues that have been affecting our party since the formation of the Caretaker Extraordinary Convention Planning Committee. We are quite aware of the challenges that they have faced, and we are also quite aware of the successes that that committee has recorded, particularly when it came to registration of members, when it came to harmonizing some of the structure of the party, carrying out congresses at the world, at local government, and at the state levels.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Well, that's the drama building up around that. In the meantime, in Sokoto State, Governor Tambuwa condoles with attacked communities and warns against bandits' collaboration. He explains this. Take a listen to what the governor in Sokoto State has been talking about, the issue of banditry within his state.
This is Morning Crossfire.
I promise to those of you who are good ones, opportunity to cooperate and collaborate with the village head, other leaders and security agencies in the state, and particularly those deployed around this area, so that we can move this in the board to really establish peace in this area and in the state in general. The community, you must have heard what has happened in Kebbi, from the threat with the people of Kebbi State. We don't want such happenings. We must all work together to ensure that.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Okay, so he mentioned Kebbi, and the deputy state governor of Kebbi State was, you know, he almost lost his life in an experience in which he narrates about what really went on. I'd like to play for you what the deputy state governor of Kebbi State he experienced when he was attacked by bandits. It will take a few minutes to play this, so I'm going to play it, and then as we go on the show, there'll be other parts of different things I'll play for you. Governor of Ebonyi State, or should I say, the troubled governor of Ebonyi State, also alongside with his deputy, Igwein, they've been providing a lot of speeches as regards the latest verdicts that puts them in the spotlight. But that we will deal with in the 8 o'clock hour. Take a listen to the experience of the deputy governor of Kebbi State when he was attacked by bandits. This is an interesting story.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Protection and blessings that he showered on us to be able to meet up with the mandate we made to the people. His Excellency, the Governor of Kebbi State, Senator Abubakar Atiku Bagudu, promised our people that he will do all it takes to provide security of lives and property, and that is what he's doing effectively. Now, to narrow down to your question, what happened? Well, a lot has happened. We have been able to supply necessary logistics to the security agents to carry out their job. In the process, I had to go and see, in other words, what they call military battlefield tour, to see how they are executing that mission. And what is the logistic problem, so that I will come back and brief His Excellency for us to meet up. I had done so in Diri, Sakaba local government, where unfortunately there had been some clemish between the Yansakai and then the bandits. Again, that is another page. Now, yesterday at Kenya, a very serious battle took place. What happened was that the bandits mixed up with the inhabitants of Kenya in such a way that it's difficult for you to say, okay, let us fight these people. The colossal damage will be great. And so I advised the CEO that let us pull out of the town, so that we pull them along to separate them from the inhabitants. And we did that in the process, of course, you know, in the battle situation, there is bound to be casualty. It is in the process of disengaging them from the town to a more suitable place. That is where they were vulnerable, we were vulnerable too. And that's why both sides sustained casualties. Believe me honestly, they had more casualties than we did. From my standpoint of view, I saw the braveness, the tactics, all it takes. In fact, I must say that I doff my cap to the soldiers of 2-3 tank battalion Zulu. They exonerated themselves creditably. They were few. We had, from the gunshots, one can assume, can assess that there are about 150 or 200 bandits. And the soldiers were simply a unit of about 30, 35 troops going, escorting the commanding officer whom I joined to visit the troops, as I earlier mentioned. So you can imagine, in terms of strength, they are all overwhelmed. So because of that, it was impossible for the troops to maneuver. And again, fighting in a mix-up area where the bandits were mixed up with the civilians, we had to be careful. But that was notwithstanding, the troops really showed their stuff. I really congratulate 2-3 Tank Battalion Zulu for the fantastic job they did in Kenya. We were able to disengage. They were able to disengage from the bandits, and of course thinned away to a much safer ground. And that was the end of that day, of that situation. And of course, it was after that we got to know the number of casualties.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Stories from Kebbi State is narrated by the deputy governor there. Okay, so that would have to be his own first-hand experience of what it feels like. And by the way, just in case you missed out on it, he is a retired colonel, Colonel Samaila. Colonel Samaila Yombe Dabai, okay, retired. It's the deputy governor of Kebbi State. So he had to deal with that. It's a firsthand what it feels like to see all that, you know, that is going on in that regard. And he leaves it with room just to wonder and desire that if things were different, if the governors sometimes, and well, deputy governors and elective officers really experienced this firsthand, would they be able to understand how, you know, different ways in which things are turning out, and how, well, possibly they could approach all this differently than the way they have, or the way they are handling such a situation so far so good. Now, it's interesting as well. Let me keep up with a little bit of what this ASUU and federal government situation is turning out to be. Oh, why do I say so? Now, ASUU did work on a major, major software that would allow them, you know, for example, to get the database of the lecturers properly written in, and possibly also afford them with clarity on what direction things should go. But as it is, the federal government is saying that the software they put together, the UTAS, yeah, I presume that's how it's pronounced, but it's an acronym for UTAS. UTAS is an acronym for the software. It's not exactly what the federal government is hoping that they would possibly achieve. Let's take a listen to the arguments of the federal government on this subject. Take a listen.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Like IPPIS, we have a data center built for it. So we need to find where to put, but that is just one half of the, again, but that is just one half of the story. The second half of the story also, we need to find where to put that system. Like IPPIS, we have a data center built for it. As to where are we going to put it, that means we need to have the data center, and also that data center we need to check to make sure it meets minimum requirement. Because if you put people's information and the system crashes, how can you pay them salary?
This is Morning Crossfire.
All right, that was said, and that was put together. That argument, as it started off, or should I say the point of view for the federal government and shared, was being put together by the Director General of National Information Technology Development Agency, Kashifu Inua. He was speaking at the State House on this subject. Okay, also providing a view on this would have to be the senior special advisor to the Vice President, Laolu as well. I'm trying to remember the last part of his name. He also provided perspective to what the federal government expects at this time on ASUU upgrade and the likes of that. Take a listen.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Update on the current
country council that there is enough stock. I think about 1.9 billion liters that is available, enough to last for 32 days. He also said that the agency is working 24 hours. There's a 24-hour loading that is going on at all depots across the country, working with DSS, MOAN, DPHEM, and IPMAN to ensure that this situation improves significantly.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Okay, so that was Laolu Akande briefing on the situation of the fuel scarcity and what ways to resolve it. I had the mix-up of a clip there, but essentially that is what they are looking at. And obviously the vice president's men are in charge, or should I say they're in front of the affairs of the nation now. Communication is a little bit different, maybe even candidly a little bit different from what to expect at the end of the day. All right, well, I need to go on a break now. After the break, there will be more to talk about. I would like to read your messages and also keep you an update on what the governor of... Okay, someone just sent me a message. I said, don't call him a governor. Should I say the situation in Ebonyi State and who is leading the state as the governor? Well, the troubled governor, Dave Nwai, is having detailed argument about why he stays on as the governor. Stay with us, right here, Nigeria Info. Let's talk about Shortago. Tell us about your organization.
Okay, good morning, Abuja. Good morning, Nigeria. My name is Eriba Comfort from Shortago. So yeah, Shortago is an estate firm that has saddled itself with the sole responsibility of availing luxurious and yet affordable housing for all Nigerians from all walks of life. So be a market man, a market woman, a top government official, Shelter Gold has got something for you. Because at Shelter Gold, a lifetime golden opportunity isn't given to you on a platter of gold to say bye-bye to landlord wahala to do away with your housing needs with just a token of 500,000 naira. Yes, Abuja, you heard that right. I mean, with just 500,000 naira, you can key into any of our thriving estates in the city of Abuja. With just 500,000 naira, you can say bye-bye to landlord wahala for life. So Shelter Gold has got a couple of these thriving estates that you can key in with 500,000 naira, and some of which are the World Estate, that's located at Lugbe Airport Road, Piakasa. Piakasa is right opposite Federal Housing Lugbe, and World Estate is right in the middle of already developed and inhabited estate. It's easily accessible. For this, we're selling a 500 square meter for 2 million naira only. And guess what? We're not asking you to part with a total sum of 2 million naira before you could get your plot on ground or before you could start your building process. As all we're asking you to part with is just a down payment of 500,000 naira, and then we give you the plot on ground, allow you to move to site as you get to start your building process while you spread the remaining balance of 1.5 million naira in 1 year. So you're building from our prototypes, which is a 3-bedroom bungalow with penthouse, a 4-bedroom duplex with a penthouse, or a 4-bedroom terrace duplex. So you're building any of those prototypes at your own pace, while you also get to pay the remaining balance at your own pace as well. So we have another that is called the Greenland Estate. This is one estate I love to talk about. It is one estate that is situated in an area that is going to be known as the Abuja's new GRA, an area that has a lot of prospects, an area that is that has a lot of government presence. If you're talking of top-notch social amenities like good road network, electricity, and the likes of them, it is the estate you should be thinking of. If you're thinking of an estate that will yield you massive returns on investment, it is a Greenland estate that should come to your mind. So for this, we're selling a 500 square meter for 3 million naira only. And yes, sorry, the estate is located at Idu, just by the train station, right behind the Army Estate. So we're selling 500 square meter that can build you 3-bedroom bungalow with penthouse, 4-bedroom duplex with a penthouse. We're selling that for 3 million naira only. And just like the World Estate, Shelter God is not asking you to part with the total sum of the money. If you don't have it, if you have it, it is welcome. But if you don't have it, all you need to part with to have yourself a plot of land or plots of land in Greenland Estate is a down payment, an initial deposit of 500,000 naira. Then we give you the plot on ground, allow you to move to site to start your building process, as you also get spread remaining balance in 2 years. Abuja, I mean 2 years. Like, literally, you're building your own choice house at your own pace. You're paying off the remaining balance gradually without stress at all. Like, nobody's stressing you to pay off. You have 2 long years, not 2 days, not 2 weeks, not 2 months to pay off 2.5 million naira. That can be paid monthly or quarterly, depending on your financial strength. Then we have the other that is called the World Plus Estate, right behind the Aqua Estate. Aqua Estate is a fully developed and inhabited estate that is right opposite Dunamis Glory Dome, before the Centenary City. And for this, also selling a 500 square meter for 2 million naira only. And still, just like the World Estate, the Greenland Estate, you don't have to part with the total sum. All you need to part with is the 500,000 naira.
All right. Okay, that's a good way to start it all off. So what did they get to do? You talked about what they need to part off with at the start or at the inception. For those who want to know more about what to, the next step after doing that, what should that be?
Okay, first thing first, if you're listening to us now, you can give us a call. We'll take you to site. You like the place, you make your down payment, then we give you your physical location upon that initial deposit of 500,000. Then you can start your building process from there, while you get to spread the remaining balance in a couple of years, months, depending on your financial strength.
Okay, that's a way to go. So do you want to tell us your office address, contact, website, and all the details that would help?
Okay, our office address is located at number 3 Cabo Street, Gariki, Abuja, opposite Domino's Pizza, adjacent Gariki Mall. And for further inquiries, you can reach us on 090-51-38-6334. You can reach us on 090-51-38-6334.
Okay, well, your office address, you want to give a detailed description so that people just understand where they're coming to. And are they allowed to do inspections?
Yes, we do our inspections every day from Mondays to Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then our office address is located at number 3 Cabo Street, Gariki, Abuja, opposite Domino's Pizza, adjacent Gariki Mall, behind GT Foods. And for further inquiries, you can reach us on 090-51-38-6334.
090-5138-6334. Interesting you do say that. So for those who want to see a model of exactly some of the, you know, buildings and things that that they can get to build with your platform Shelter Code, what does that look like? Where can they check for it, or do they have to come and see the places?
Okay, aside you coming to see the buildings on ground, because for all our estates, we already have structures on ground. We have the prototypes on ground. So I advise you come see them on ground. But if you don't have the time yet to go see them on ground, maybe you want to just see them before you go to the site to see on ground, you can visit our website at www.sheltergoldgroup.ng. And then you can also check us out on our Facebook, sheltergoldgroup.com as well.
Interesting, you do bring that up. Okay, so let's take the telephone number again one more time before you do leave.
Okay, so you can reach us on the following contact number. You can reach us on 090-5138-6334.
Office address again.
Number 3, Cabo Street, Gariki Abuja, opposite Domino's Pizza, adjacent Gariki Mall, behind JTA Foods.
Thank you so much.
Just wake up and say you want to be president of the country. I've prepared for it for over 30 years.
This is Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
From your number one talk news and sports station. This is the Morning Crossfire with Femi D Live.
It's 7:55 a.m. Nigerian time this very lovely morning. Oh, yes, it's the 10th day of March, 2022. Let's keep up with your views on quite a number of subjects as well, especially for those who have written in. I'd like to read what you've written in. I'll take a good part of them even now and then read more in the 8 o'clock hour, and as well share with you, well, the status of things when it comes to challenging verdicts in Nigeria. How do you challenge verdicts in Nigeria? Should you be challenging verdicts in Nigeria and not so many other controversies around it? Kudos to the National Assembly for rejecting an amendment to the electoral bill to satisfy Buhari. This is how it should be, even though in this case, the Senate President Lawan wanted the amendment but was overwhelmed by other members. They should keep it up. Kedi Omawe had that written in. In that case, for the first time, we had more nay than yay on the subject. Interesting time we did experience then. Okay, also still reading now. Emeka from NNPC Towers writes in. He says, good morning, FMD. It seems like the court order maintenance of law is purely for the poor masses, not for the man of paramount importance in the country. It's a pity for us as a country moving forward. Emeka from NNPC Towers did write that in. Here we go. Chigozie Onu from Adelaide says, Governor Nwai goes to court of appeal with 18 sons. That is a good step. That is the right of hearing. I wish him and his deputy good luck. Okay, thanks for that as well. Monsuru Ade from Kwali says, Onasu here to accept the federal government's demand. I don't get it. Is it the ASU that supports to accept the government's demand or federal government to accept ASU's demand? Mr. President should prioritize the education system in the country, and on the bandits gone down in army in Zamfara State, it's quite terrifying and alarming with the incessant killing of our security personnel and civilians in this country. I begin to ask myself, when will the killing stop in my country? Mr. President, you know that the reason why many Nigerians voted for him into office is to protect the lives and property of Nigerians, but reverse is the case. Mr. President should use the remaining 17 months, you did right. Is it up to 17 months? Oh, okay. Well, that's your call. In the office to correct the poorer security situation in the country. You said we will be surprised or shocked as nothing breaks the news like the news. Nothing shocks me any time anymore. Anything can usually happen in Nigeria, says FA. Okay, I'm starting to agree with you on that somehow, some way, stylishly, the corner of my mind. I'm also reading this time from what was written in by, okay, here we go. What is wrong with ABC? I could imagine they can't put their house together. Common convention was postponed since 2019. This is ridiculous. Chai, I'm so disappointed with the leadership of APC. Shehu Abdurrahman, Bima and Nagi had that written in on this subject of discuss as well. On Ebonyi State Governor sacked by Federal High Court, Good morning, FMD. Please note that every court judgment given in a lower court, there's grace period allowed for appeal in the higher court. Not until the grace period.